We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's something that you're going to have to ask Billy about. I hope so. Last year we took Io at 38, and, I don't think any of us thought he would crack our lineup, but he ended up starting 41 games for us. So I'm not certain Dalen's going to start 41 games for us next year, but if he does, he's got the right makeup. He's going to challenge our vets every single day, whether it's in practice. He may play. I hope he plays, but that's to be determined.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
That was Mark Eversley talking about Dalen Terry and how much tick he's going to get on the Chicago Bulls team. I like what he said. I'm not expecting him to start 41. I hope he doesn't start 41 games. That'd say a lot about the injury situation for the Chicago Bulls if he
did. What if he's just that good?
Stop it. The dude took two shots a game. It's not going to be starting for the Chicago Bulls. Who's going to start over? No, don't say what if he's that good and then not tell me who's going to start over. Io?
I don't know. I was just saying that to say it.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Controversy. Damn, I hope he's that. I hope he works on that super slow three-point shot he got. So that way he can do it. I hope he works on that 19% from the left corner three. 3 for 16? Don't you think you could shoot 3 for 16?
Maybe.
On Arizona, wide open probably. I don't know. We'll see.
You gave me the ball just stop standing in the corner. Could I go 3 for 16? Maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since I shot NBA range.
All right. Well, good. I want you to rest assured that you can shoot about as good as Dalen Terry from the corner. Let's go to the phone line.
0 for 16 isn't that much worse.
That's my point. That's why I said you're close no matter what you do over there. Let's go to the phone lines, man. If you guys have anything to say about the brand new draft pick, Dalen Terry, or if you feel like we missed out on somebody, if you feel like maybe somebody on the team right before us, the Rockets ended up getting Eisen from right behind us. Just right there. A lot of people liked him. 6'8", same kind of player. But we ended up with Dalen Terry. Again, the phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Wisconsin and holler at my guy, Dave. Dave, did you like the pick or what?
I think it'll help him. I hope this player can help the Bulls, and it's the piece that we're looking for, and I hope we can go far in the playoffs.
It's got to be more than one. It's got to be more than one piece, Dave. It's got to be more than one piece.
I hope we can get more free agents, and I hope we get a power forward and a three-pointer. I think, isn't that what the Bulls are missing?
Yeah. I love going over these stats because it's like I'm giving information to you guys, and this is one that I mentioned in the 10 o'clock hour, and it's only fitting that I bring it up again. When it comes to three-point shooting, the team that the Bulls already had, fourth in the NBA in three-point percentage at 36.9. Fourth? If you would have gave me four guesses, I would never have hit you with four. I would have said like 23rd, 19th, 18th. I would have gave you those. Never in a million years would I have said the Bulls had the fourth best three-point field goal percentage. No way. And then even better than that, a better stat than that, the Bulls have the best fourth quarter three-point shooting percentage. That don't even make sense to me, man. I feel like if I was saying that in an argument somewhere, no one would believe me. Yo, the Bulls? They're the best three-point shooting team in the fourth quarter. No one would believe me, but they are. 39.8. But the worst, most ridiculous stat on the opposite side of that is they are last in the league in fourth quarter three-point attempts. So if you shot more, you'd probably make more. I don't know, whatever. Second in the league in fourth quarter scoring studs. That sounds like a stat for like a team that was in the Eastern Conference Finals. Second in the league in fourth quarter scoring behind only the Phoenix Suns. How?
And, well, I think that part of that was, remember, there's so many times that we saw DeMar go just nuclear in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I think that was part of it. So, and another part, when they were fully healthy in the first half of the season, say, they as a team were just really good in the fourth quarter. So that stat overall throughout the season is probably heavily weighted, I'm just guessing, from the first half of the season when they were, because I remember just from sitting here and doing games last year, their closing ability in the fourth quarter was phenomenal. Like when they had their full lineup of Lonzo and Zach and so forth. So I'm guessing, I don't have we would have to break down first and second half of the season to really see that, I think, but I'm guessing that's where that comes in.
I like that theory in that the first half of the season we were healthy and therefore we were playing well in the fourth quarter. The other side of that is that in the second half, when we were dealing with some injuries and not a full lineup, we were always battling back in the fourth quarter. We were, and as you mentioned earlier, DeMar was always trying to carry the team in that sense. So we always had to outscore other teams in the fourth, which would then lead to, okay, that's where that stat makes sense. Second in the league in fourth quarter scoring because we always had to come back. All right. But we weren't doing it with the three ball because we got we're last in the league in fourth quarter three-point. It says that's crazy.
Well, again, and because, we mentioned DeMar, guy doesn't shoot threes.
He's not
Who was
threes.
Taking most of the shots in the fourth quarter? Right. DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
So doesn't shoot threes unless it's for the game.
I need more Zachs. I need more Zach attacks.
And he was hurt most
passive,
of the second half.
And he was passive. You know, he wasn't as aggressive as he once was. He was letting DeMar do his thing. I understand. But if your team's shooting 40% from the field and you're the best shooting team in the NBA when it comes to three-pointers, shoot a couple more. You'll be all right. I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 The Score. Would love to hear from you if you have any thoughts on the Bulls' newest draft pick, Dalen Terry from the University of Arizona. The phone lines are open 312-644-6767. Let's go through some of his clips, man. I want to hear about this. The idea that Dalen says you can put him in any situation, which is important because when you got a guy who was in the top five of every statistical category for the Arizona Wildcats, a team that went deep in March Madness, it's good to know that he feels confident being put in any situation.
I mean, you can say, like a lot of people say, I'm not a scorer or nothing, but I feel like I'm a person that goes in, I'm going to do what is needed for the team. Ben averaged a lot of points. I'm a guy that can play 1, 2, 3, maybe a little bit of 4. So for me to pass, like I pride myself on passing the ball. Ben is, I feel like I was the best passer on the team. So me passing the ball to Ben, him scoring, it feel like I just scored 2. So I feel like the 8 points, it didn't really, like, it's not really my average. I feel like I averaged 15. I was accountable for half the points, you know? So I could do whatever is
that.
Asked for me on the team. And
I just love this.
My role was the glue guy, do the little things, pass the ball, rebound, play defense. So I feel like my offensive ability needs to grow, definitely. Like, don't get me wrong. But I could do a lot of things. Don't get it twisted.
He sounds like me in a rec league game when I scored 4 points. And I'm like, but really, low-key, though, I had 16 because I had 8 assists. So I really feel like I scored 4 points. I love that. But that's the kind of guy you want on your team. An unselfish player. That's what you're getting with Dalen Terry. I'm the best passer on the team. I love that. Extreme confidence. I want that. I want a high-energy guy that gets equally as excited if he's throwing. It sounds like Lonzo to me. Good defender, mediocre three-pointer, good passer. I really like this guy. I really definitely like this guy.
Man, I feel like I fit in perfectly, man. I'm a lengthy guard that's willing to do anything to win. Honestly, I watched so much DeMar DeRozan this year. It's crazy. Like, him just getting to his spots, raising over people. Zach LaVine, smoothest player ever. And then AO, he would excel. So, I mean, I just see him at the combine. So, it's just like, I'm probably forgetting somebody, man. Alex Caruso was in the locker room when I was in the locker room when I worked out. So, it's just like, it's good. Like, man, everything is just, wow.
I mean, that's...
I consider myself a basketball player. I play 1-3, maybe some 4. Depends on what type of lineup is out there. I played a lot of those positions this year, so I don't want to separate myself as one player because I feel like, or one position, because I'm just so versatile.
I love this guy. I love people that talk like that. Also, you put me in, I'm versatile. Put me wherever you want. I can do anything. I'm a Swiss Army knife. That's what I heard them say on ESPN. He's a Swiss Army knife guy. I hate when people say that. Because you know who I think of? Larry Garcia. And I'm feeling a certain type of way about Larry. So I don't want Dalen to be the same way.
No, we don't speak that name right now. Right now.
We don't talk about Larry.
We're not going down that road right now.
Okay, I won't. I'll just throw it out there. But it is good to hear from someone who feels that as though they are a glue guy. Because that's what we need for the Chicago Bulls team.
I mean, you can say, like a lot of people say, I'm not a scorer or nothing. But I feel like I'm a person that goes in. I'm going to do what is needed for the team. Ben averaged a lot of points. I'm a guy that can play 1-2-3, maybe a little bit of 4. So for me to pass, like I pride myself on passing the ball. Ben is, I feel like I was the best passer on the team.
Yes,
so me passing
that's
the
exactly
ball,
what
Ben,
I'm saying.
Scoring.
Exactly what I'm saying. He's the glue guy. That comes in the form when you can pass the ball, move the rock. Don't let it stick in your hands. But I do need you to work on your 3-pointers. And he understands that. He can't play in the end. No NBA player is out there thinking that they can survive a game without shooting a 3 or not getting it down at least if you're wide open. If you look at his highlight tape, there's a good one. I got to shout this guy out. Shout out to Matty Dubs. I hope he's listening. I hope somebody that knows him is listening. Shout out Matty Dubs, who put up a highlight tape of Dalen Terry in seconds after he was drafted. Got like 2,000 views already. But it's the first thing you do, whether it's the NFL draft, the NBA draft, whatever it might be, whoever the Bulls or the Bears or whoever they get, that's the first thing you do is go online and try to watch his highlight tape. Shout out Matty Dubs. Put one up there. And he's smacking some threes in the highlight tape. Smacking threes. The problem is the shot is atrocious. It's slow. It's like has this like weird hook to it. But he knocked it down. I don't know if you guys heard. Obviously, if you're just joining us right now, 670 The Score, I'm Gabe Ramirez. He only shot 77 three-pointers. So he's not like a three-point assassin. That's not his forte. He's an awesome defender, great facilitator, and could potentially be running the point for the Chicago Bulls. We're going to take some calls. We got John from Oak Park. John, we're going to hear what his thoughts on Dalen Terry are. If you think the Bulls reached a little bit to grab him at 18 or if he's happy with the pick. We'll take some more calls as well. 312-644-6767. I'm Gabe Ramirez, and we'll do that on the other side right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Definitely best player available, but there was also a component of fit. As we kind of worked down our draft board, he was next on our list. But he fits what we're trying to build here. You know, again, tough, energy, competitive, great spirit. You know, we're excited about him.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'm excited about him, too. Dalen Terry, the 18th pick of the Chicago Bulls in the 2022 NBA Draft. I'm looking at some of the guys that were drafted right before him. AJ Griffin. Now, I mean, we all saw him play, but he was projected to go in the top 10 by tons of mock drafts that were out there. So when he wasn't getting selected in like picks 14, 15, I was like, oh man, is he going to drop to the Bulls? I actually really wanted Ochai Agbaji from Kansas. He just had that Paolo Banchero kind of vibe where he was a walking bucket. Like, give him the ball. He wanted it in high pressure situations. Did not care about shooting. You know, just, I felt like he would have been a good addition to the Bulls team. He's a little bit older, 22, stood an extra year in college, but I felt like he could have been a good contributor in the present for the Bulls. Mark Williams, who was selected 15th by the Charlotte Hornets, I felt like he would have been another guy who could have helped. Had, if the Bulls aren't going to go out and get Rudy Gobert, someone like that, a good backup center that, you know, really could have made a difference on the defensive side of the ball. Tari Eason, of course, a lot of people felt as though he was going to drop to the Chicago Bulls at 18. He ended up getting selected 17th by the Houston Rockets. 6'8 guy. It's like one of the best wing guys in the draft. Felt like he could have fit, you know, the style of Chicago Bulls. But like Mark Eversley said, it was all about fit. And Dalen Terry at 6'7", 195, really is that glue guy. I mean, when you hear, we just talked to somebody from the Arizona Daily Star who obviously followed him the last couple of years, even in high school, because he's from Tempe. And he spoke highly of him. Spoke highly of him just in terms of him being someone that can make everyone around him better. And we've seen what that can do with guys like Lonzo Ball, what he means to the Chicago Bulls team, how much better he makes DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, star guys on this team. So it'll be interesting to see Dalen Terry and his role and how he fits with this Bulls roster, who has a lot of guys that are in that space. High energy, you know, athletic, 6'7", guys that can be that 2-4 kind of space. So we'll see what he can do. But let's go out to the phone lines right now. Let's go to Ken in Downers Grove. Obviously, Ken, you saw the draft. What'd you think about Dalen Terry pick at 18?
I still think they probably could have been better off to trade down and get a couple more picks like they were talking earlier in the day. Because to me, you got concerned when you're watching the draft and you see all these other teams have their guys show up and they're interviewing them and everything, and our guy's not there.
You're right. I feel like if you did hear earlier when we talked to Bruce, who was actually at Dalen Terry's draft party, what he said was that he got some NIL money from a chicken and waffle spot out in Arizona. I can't make this up. And so, I mean, listen, I am a whore for money like that as well here at Odyssey. Whenever they need me to go on an appearance, whenever they want me to do a commercial, I want more money. So Dalen, I understand. If they want me to be at a chicken, I would show up. I would have did the whole damn show tonight from there if they were going to pay me some extra money. So Dalen's no different from us where he's grinding. So we got to cut him a little bit of slack in that point. But I do agree with you, Ken, in the sense that there were some guys further down in the draft that maybe you could say could have given you the exact same qualities. Maybe not the glue guy in that same way, but in terms of height, athleticism, being that guy that can guard 1-4, you could have potentially got that in the second round or maybe, you know, late first round. But the problem is it seemed as though everyone from 18 to 32, 35 kind of just blended together anyway. Like no one's really going to be a standout. So at that point, you're just looking for someone that can really contribute to your Bulls team. Now, Ken, Are you then saying you would have preferred maybe like a big man to be a backup center or some 3-point shooting? Like, what would you have preferred had we traded down?
I would have liked to have traded up and got Williams.
I just mentioned him. Yeah. I feel you, man. 7'2", because you know when they go to Duke, you know they're highly recruited. They're high character guys. But I got to be honest, man. Wendell Carter Jr. still makes me feel a certain type of way. Like, when I think about Duke, I love Luol Deng. And they, yes, give me that guy. But the Wendell Carter Jr. just made me feel a certain type of way. But Mark Williams, when you look at him, he just looks like a grown man. And that's what we were missing. But I'm tired of the back. You know what, Ken? I'm tired of the backup centers that are just sluggish and slow on the Chicago Bulls teams. I'm tired of them. I want like a high energy guy that can jump out the gym and block a bunch of shots, like a Robert Williams type. The Bulls could have had Robert Williams. If you saw him playing in college, you saw he was a high. You saw what he was going to do in the NBA. Get you a bunch of rebounds and block a bunch of shots. There was zero doubt about that. So it would have been cool to get a guy like Mark Williams had he slipped down to 18. Or like you said, trade it up. But you know what, Ken? You don't need a 7'2 Mark Williams when you're going to get a Rudy Gobert. Look at me. Ken, I'm smiling when I say that, you know?
I guess.
Don't be so disappointed, Ken. Appreciate the call. But, I mean, that's what you're really thinking about at that point. It's like you could trade up, but what assets are you going to give up in order to move up those couple of spots? That's the big question. You know, you would have had to give up a guy or two, maybe some future draft picks. I look at Jeremy Grant, who got traded to the Portland Trail Blazers for a 2025 first-round pick. And I thought to myself, don't you always – do you feel like that, Studs, when you see trades go down and you're just like, wait, that's all they gave up? Not necessarily just for Jeremy Grant, but any player for that matter that you feel like you could have had. Don't you feel like a Jeremy Grant – would you have given up a 2025 first-round pick for Jeremy Grant? Yeah, the answer is yes.
Yes.
No, yeah, duh. Yeah. I know. That's what, it's like, hello.
Absolutely. Yes, next question.
Next question. What are we talking about? So then I guess then that's like the part we don't understand about the NBA is like, so then why didn't our team do it? How did – Pistons didn't want to trade Jeremy Grant in conference? They had him for like a coffee date. They didn't even go on a real date with Jeremy Grant. They didn't even go to go eat.
Barely exchanged phone numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
They might not have exchanged phone numbers.
That sounds like a one-night stand to me. It's just like they didn't even go on a date. They just hooked up. And then they're like, all right, pa' fuera, you're out of here. But that would have been somebody that I would have loved to get a guy like Jeremy Grant. There was talks about getting him here last year towards the end of the season. But again, it's about the assets. What assets do you have to give up? And they wanted Patrick Williams, and the Bulls didn't want to part with him at that point in time. I think it was like a Pat Will, Kobe White rumor that was swirling. But now, Pat Williams for Rudy Gobert, how do you feel about that? We're giving Pat Will, and I hate saying this because I do like Pat Williams, but we're giving Pat Williams the Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields treatment where we are, because he's a Chicago sports guy, we are then assuming he is going to be great. But he hasn't proven that yet. So for me, it's easy to get rid of him if I get Rudy Gobert in exchange. And I have him locked in for a couple of years. Someone that I know is going to be good. And then when you talk about points, he's averaging 15, 16 points a game. That's a lot. Along with his defensive capabilities. So do you believe in the Pat Will keep him because he could be, you know, the next Kawhi Leonard?
Hold on. High bar, first of all.
That's what people say.
I know. And well, yeah, look, I think that in any situation, and you're alluding to this, anytime you can, you don't know what Patrick Williams is going to be. You know what Gobert is. Gobert is a known asset. So if it's straight up like that, which I think it would have to be more than Patrick Williams because we don't know what Patrick Williams is. But in this hypothetical, if it's straight up like that, yes, you say yes, because you know what Gobert is, right? But then you have to get in the mindset now of Carter Sovis and Mark Eversley and say, and if they think that Patrick Williams has a really high ceiling that is better for them long term, because Gobert's a win now move.
It's a great point.
So if you think that it's better for the team long term to have Patrick Williams and see what he develops into versus go trade for a known asset, look, if they were ready to win next year, I'd say, hell yeah, go get him. But they're not. We all know that this team, unless they make some crazy moves here, is not a championship contender next year. I think they'll be better. I think they'll be in a better position to win a playoff series and at least win more than one game. But,
right.
But, you know, there's a lot that goes into that because obviously they weren't totally healthy. But I think that the point I'm making here is that that's a win now move if you're going to get a guy like
that makes
a guy
sense.
Gobert. And they're not in a win now situation yet.
I do like what Eversley said when he pointed to the fact that his job is to make the Chicago Bulls, whether it be via the front office or the actual product on the floor, to be better every single day. I love that. Because, again, like I said, he is super apolitical, and he could teach a class on how to be apolitical so that way you're riding that fence and not giving away too much.
And he has, you know, I guess I should say, like, they have made some of those moves that have made them better immediately.
Yeah.
The Vucevic trade, for instance. That wasn't necessarily, like, I don't know if Vuce is going to be here when they're championship contenders.
Right.
But he made them better right away.
Better today than we were yesterday.
Yes. And that was part of really, I think, just flipping the roster because they had a lot of garbage. It's what the Bears are doing right now. They got to clean up the garbage from the previous regime. And they know that Vucevic is a known asset they can bring in who's gonna compete for them and make them better right now. So they've had a healthy mix of these two things. I just like the Gobert thing, like, I don't think is something they're gonna do unless they get a really good deal. And I don't think they're ready to move on from their first draft pick yet.
Yeah, I could see that. I would love if they did it just because it would make a statement to Zach LaVine and DeMar in saying that we're going to continue to try to make this team as competitive as possible. And I think they did that with their 18th pick in the draft, Dalen Terry. He's a glue guy. He's someone that can make the offense better. And I think AK and Mark Eversley have said to themselves, we have the offensive firepower that we want, right? That's why there's talks of Vooch leaving and bringing in maybe a defensive specialist. So what you need is people that can make the offense run more smoothly. And Dalen Terry can be that very same guy. I mean, when you're looking at the talent that he played with in Arizona, he doesn't have a mobile big in Ben Mathurin, but, you know, or Koloko, but, you know, he has guys like Zach LaVine and that can fly above the rim. So, again, you're looking at someone that can move the ball well, play defense, maybe have a nice positive plus-minus while he's in the game, affecting it defensively. Because, I mean, that's what you're really expecting from this Bulls team is for them to be better offensively. If you're looking at some of the statistics from last year, I said it earlier, 12.5 fast break points per game. You'd expect more from that, from the Bulls team, from the roster that they have. I know it's something along those lines. But if you're going to give your squad a name like that, I need you to be better than 14th in the league in fast break points per game.
I think that their fast break is going to be pretty damn good this year, especially when they have it, when they get to Dalen Terry on the floor with Lonzo and with LaVine. And, you know, I don't necessarily see Io being in that on the floor with all those guys,
right,
too. But, you know, even Patrick Williams, like, you know, that is going to be an elite fast break, when, especially because we all know Lonzo likes to push the ball. So I'm already getting visions of Dalen Terry and Lonzo and Zach LaVine on a fast break.
Sounds like the Chicago Globetrotters over there.
I'm seeing Lonzo with a crazy pass to Terry with a crazy pass, like over the head pass to Zach LaVine 10 feet above the rim.
And they're on a 3-on-1 fast break.
Yes.
Something like that. The Bulls were 19th in assists per game. I felt like every time I was watching the Chicago Bulls in the first quarter and they were winning, they had, you know, 10 assists on 10 made baskets. Some ridiculous stat like that. But then for whatever reason, they would get away from that in quarters 2 and 3, where, yeah, you know, I'm supposed to be speaking my mind here, where guys would just feel as though they hadn't shot the ball in a long time. It was what made me upset with Lauri Markkanen a lot.
DeMar
would do that, but everybody was doing it. Vooch would do it. Zach would do it for sure.
They did have a lot of points last year where they got away from playing
like
the team basketball piece of it and started just putting up shots. And I think that a lot of that really came from, again, you know, we talked about the difference in this team in the second half and first half of the year. In the second half, they were losing a lot in the second half. And so I think there was a lot of them just forcing stuff to try to make something happen rather than
right
be who they were in the before.
And the problem is, It's with the makeup of the roster, like the rotation of the team. And I was saying this a lot in the beginning of the season where people were saying, hey, there's no bench scoring. And it's like, okay, well, are you watching the games? They're leaving in either Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan to run with the second team so that that way the onus of the scoring is on either of those superstars. Like, they were the ones that were responsible for that. So because that was the makeup of the team and the rotation of the Chicago Bulls, naturally, if let's say you're Zach and you go to the bench first and DeMar is working with the second team in the second quarter and DeMar is taking the bulk of those shots and then they sub out DeMar and bring Zach in. Now Zach's taking all the shots because he's been sitting on the bench. So that's a far cry from what they were doing in the first quarter where they were playing this team sort of basketball. And that had a lot to do with Lonzo Ball, of course, playing in the first half of the season. He was the facilitator. He was the one that could, you know, get it in the hands of guys that maybe hadn't touched the ball or which this happened a lot as well, when guys were hot, sometimes the ball got away from them. If Zach hit two or three in a row, then DeMar takes a shot. It's like, no, keep feeding the hot hand, and Lonzo was very good at that. Let's go ahead and talk to Tyler out in Glendale. Tyler, Glendale, Arizona? Or Glendale out here in Illinois?
Is there a Glendale, Illinois?
I don't know.
We're going to have to assume Arizona. It's got to be Arizona. Well, let's ask him.
No, Tyler, you there, buddy? Because if you're from Glendale, Arizona, then I really want to hear what you have to say about Dale and Terry. Do we got him? Tyler, Glendale, Arizona or Glendale, Illinois?
Illinois, Glendale Heights, yeah. Glendale. 100%.
Look, it studs like, oh, he didn't say Heights.
Well, yeah, I'm not the one screening the screen call here. Come on, Sean. Glendale Heights.
Hey, don't throw nobody under the bus.
Oh, no, the bus toss has already been made.
Oh, man. All right, Tyler. You say you're not a fan of the draft pick, Dale and Terry. Give me specific reasons as to why you're not.
All right. Well, okay, so I understand it from the perspective that Derrick Jones Jr. is a free agent, and this guy just seems like he's a replacement for that guy, right? He's a lengthy guard forward. He can pass. He can, you know, play on the fast break. Seems like he's a rim runner. But, dude, maybe he can't shoot. That's like his biggest flaw.
Not maybe. Not maybe, Tyler. He can't shoot. That's just a fact.
Yeah. Okay. Pure and simple, right? Like, so then how does this guy help us win a championship? I don't know. Like, is he going to develop into somebody that can shoot a corner three? Is he going to be able to defend multiple positions? Like, okay, those are big questions. Like, seems like he's a facilitator and a defender, but I just don't love it, man. Like, I think that there are better, more developed players that can contribute to this Bulls team right immediately now. And he just seems like he's kind of like a project, and he's just like a replacement player that's cheap, that they don't have to re-sign a guy like Derrick Jones Jr. Like, he just seems like he's the same player. Like, you might see this guy in the NBA dunk contest in 2 years, right? Like, I just don't love it. Like,
Tyler, hold on a second. I'm going to give you a second because I'm a solutions guy, not a problem guy, all right? That's one thing that I'm going to hold true every time I'm on the radio. So I'm going to give you a second to go look at the draft and tell me who would that guy have been, because I don't want you to tell me that there's other guys that were better prepared or could have helped you immediately. So I'm going to give you a second while I chat to find that guy right now. But Dale and Terry right now is fifth on the depth chart for shooting guard. they put him on there already at ESPN. That's hilarious. But I will say this, Tyler. The reason that I feel like he can help us is because when Lonzo Ball was out, the point guard position was in disarray. Granted, Io stepped up and did a fantastic job in trying to replace Lonzo. But do you remember in the middle of the season where there was like this, are we going to start Alex Caruso or are we going to start Io? And is this messing up our rotation because now we don't have somebody coming off the bench with the same legs? Like, it was kind of dicey in that situation. So I feel like if Dale and Terry, you know, sometimes they'll put like a bench guy as a starter as to not mess up the rotation. And I feel like they might be thinking that in the event that Lonzo Ball has a bigger issue with his health, maybe Dalen can come in and be a facilitator, not someone that needs to shoot the ball. He obviously needs to work on his three-point shooting, but that's what I'm thinking Mark Eversley's thinking with this particular team, making the offense work a little bit more efficiently and not drafting a guy that needs the ball in order to score, right? That needs to happen with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Vooch. We have those guys already that are going to shoot. So we need some other guys that can be facilitators. Now, Tyler, I gave you a second. I tried to babble as long as I could. Who's the guy you feel like they should have gotten instead?
Well, I think E.J. Liddell, and your point is well taken. Like, I understand they struggled to replace Lonzo, but this guy isn't Lonzo Ball, right? Like, he's not the equivalent talent of that. He's not going to make your team run as efficiently as Lonzo. Like, granted, he's a good passer. Like, I watch his tape. Like,
looks
I
nice. Get it.
Like, I see.
Looks nice.
I see the court vision. Like, I see the ability to run the floor. Like, I get all that, right? But he's not Lonzo. Like, this dude just seems like a NBA rotational average player. Like, I don't see the ceiling. I don't understand it. Like, E.J. Liddell, at least, he's a dog. He fights. He's the all-NBA sweat team, like, as he said in his interview. Like, he's a guy that can score from three different levels. Like, he can go in the paint. He can hit three. Like, he was going to rebound.
But Tyler, he went late in the second round. So, I mean, there's so many teams. I mean, Oklahoma City had like 8 draft picks before he got, they didn't take him in any of those either, you know? So I feel like other teams feel that same way about him. So I don't know. I guess I do appreciate it.
It's a deep draft.
Yeah, so, I appreciate you know, your, like, your keep you got, cause you're keeping us honest over here. And I appreciate that, right? We can't all just be pom poms and confetti talking about, oh, Dalen Terry's here and we're so excited that he's here. We gotta be real, right? Like, hey, he has some big holes in his game. Granted, every rookie is gonna have some set of holes in their game that they need to work on, but his are gaping holes, right? Now, if you're shooting 3 for 16 from the corner, I mean, geez, this is the NBA. You're gonna have way more than 16 opportunities to shoot that three, and we need you to hit more than 3 of them if that's the case, or else you're going to be in the G League for quite a long time and not being able to contribute. And to your point, Tyler, I mean, obviously, maybe we could have gotten someone else that could have helped us in the present. Obviously, we're talking about Dalen Terry, the brand new Chicago Bull. He was selected 18th. I'm Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 The Score. We're going to talk a little bit more about his statistics, how he can help this Chicago Bulls team in the upcoming season. If you have anything to say, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767.
Sure. I think, you know, as we look to add pieces to this roster, I think he fits the kind of makeup that we want to bring in. He's a tough kid. He's competitive. He brings a winning spirit to the room. I think he's an energy. He's a ball of energy. And I think we need that in this building every single day. Obviously, he's a young kid, and, you know, we do have some veteran pieces who were, you know, those are our core guys. But I think for Dalen to come in here and be a big, not necessarily a big part of that, but a part of that is something that we're really excited about.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score and on 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
In AK and Mark Eversley, we trust. That's been the slogan for the last couple of years. And this should be no different with the 18th pick. In the 2022 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls selected Dalen Terry from the University of Arizona. Just some statistics on him before we get out of here. I've been talking about these all day long, but I think it's important that we get to know that. I mean, first of all, he's 19. A lot of 19-year-olds taken in the draft. I mean, geez. Kobe White, Pat Will, and now Dalen Terry. I mean, 19, geez. The problem is that you think back to when you were 19, and then think to when you were 24. It's like night and day. So you're trying to think, who are these guys going to be in 5 years? What are they going to grow into? Obviously, their body's going to get bigger. He's 6'6", 195. You're hoping that's going to bulk up to like 220. Remember when Joakim Noah did that? He had like these small arms. Then all of a sudden, he was Diesel. That's just the grown man.
He was a stick when he was drafted.
Dude, stick, and then he became Diesel.
I remember not too long ago, I saw, for whatever reason, just a clip of him at Florida, Joakim Noah. And I was like, man, I forgot that he was that like skinny.
Guys are going to get bigger. Taj Gibson never got bigger, but he did. Then Deron Williams, he was somebody else to go bigger. Anyways, you'd hope that Dalen Terry can be that guy because his wingspan, 7-foot wingspan, only 6'6". So he's a defensive juggernaut. And if you watch his highlights, I want to encourage you today, if you're driving home, if you're getting off work and maybe you're going to pull out your phone when you get to the house, drink a beer or something like that. Watch his highlights. Watch his highlights because he is an above average passer. his, I mean, 6'6", you don't expect somebody to have the kind of court vision that he has. One analyst said he's the guard version of Draymond Green. He's not going to score you a ton of points, but he has great vision, can make everyone better, plays good defense, and he's a glue guy. Got to work on his three-point shooting for him, though. If you see it, it's odd. It's weird. Now, they showed him hitting it, but it's a highlight tape, so he's got to make those. I would love to see some more highlights of him shooting that three with a defender in his face. What did that look like?
You know what I want? I've thought about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I want a low light for players. Show me. We see the highlights. I want 10 minutes of the stuff this guy does bad.
If we're not satisfied with our income here at 670 The Score, that's the website we need to start.
Lowlight.com.
Like, come draft time, you got like a minute and a half of just all of his screw-ups.
Yeah, just bad stuff from whatever Chicago guy gets drafted or free agent. It's like,
you're onto something.
Here's where he sucks.
You're onto something. And then maybe just have one dunk in there, you know?
Yeah, at the end.
Just at the end. One at the beginning, you're like, Dalen Terry, boom, dunks over somebody, and then the rest are just follies. I would love that. That'd be great. Shot 50% from the field, which is good. Somebody said he needs to work on his floater. I said, okay, not everybody could be Ben Gordon. 36% from the three-point line. Only shot 77 three-pointers last year, which not a lot. I mean, especially in college, the three-point line is so close. People shoot those things like nothing. He did start all 37 games sophomore year, which says a lot on that particular team because they had a really good roster, Arizona. They were ranked number one a good part of the season.
They had three guys drafted tonight.
Right. I mean, geez.
Two in the first round.
Ben Mathurin and Christian Coloco, of course, the other two members of the Arizona Wildcats that are making their way into the NBA. And I love one of the best quotes Dalen Terry had was when they asked him, when they said to him, hey, man, you're projected to be a late first rounder. Here's what he had to say about being a late first round draft pick. Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it. The funniest thing is that if he's wrong, when he makes this prediction and he ends up being on the opposite side of what he said here in this quote about him being a late first round draft pick, is that, I mean, but you love the confidence. And that's one thing that you love from this guy is that his game is just continuing to get better. He's 19 years old, only a sophomore in college. And I pointed this out when looking at his game log, during the season, during his college sophomore season, the regular season, the most points he scored was 14. And then during March Madness, in three out of his last four games, he scored 15, 16, and 17. That's impressive. Took a whole season only scoring 14, and then all of a sudden, March Madness hits, the tournament hits, the lights are on you, and you step up your game. And to be more specific, his game with 15 came against UCLA, who most people thought was going to do very well in the tournament. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Yo, that's a stat line for you. That's a stat line for you. Next game against Wright State, 16 points, 7 rebounds again, 4 assists. Following game, pooped the bed, only had 5, but he didn't need it. They blew out TCU. But he had 5 steals. 5 steals, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. And then his last game of his college career where the Arizona Wildcats lost to Houston, he had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. That's impressive. That's impressive for a guy who wasn't meant to do much. Of course, we're talking about Dalen Terry, the 18th pick of the NBA draft for the Chicago Bulls. Couple more stats on him. You know what? Let's go to that clip because I do love what he said here on him being projected as a late first rounder.
Yeah, definitely inspired me. I feel like they're gonna be a redraft in 10 years, and it's gonna change up no matter where I get drafted.
There's gonna be a redraft in 10 years.
Love the confidence.
Where does he think he's gonna go?
12? Top 10.
12th?
Top 10. He thinks top 5, I bet.
Papa, you can't average 3 points a game in the NBA and be a redrafted top 10 pick. he needs to be a defensive specialist. Because that's the part that I can't figure out. Is he going to be a defensive specialist for the Bulls, or is he going to be like the point god? I can't figure it out.
I think he'll start as a little of both of that. He'll come in for, like, I think for sure he'll be better at defense than anything else to start, and then he'll also work in the facilitating while they're working on his shooting, and then ideally eventually he's got a more complete game. I don't know if he'll ever develop into a great shooter, but that's fine. You can get other guys to be a great shooter, and he can be a facilitator, defender, and a highlight guy. Run down the court and slam the ball.
I love the fact that he said he watched a lot of DeMar DeRozan tape. Because if you can't shoot the three ball, Papa, I need your mid-range to be on point.
Better be elite.
You know what I'm saying? We saw it from Ayo. Ayo picked that up quickly. His mid-range game, I think it was like two or three games in the middle of the season when DeMar was out. And Ayo had to step up, and obviously we needed some scoring. And his mid-range game was nice. And somebody told me I need to stop talking about my rec league basketball. So what? I don't care. When I was going to the gym on Mondays, I was taking two or three steps in from the three-point line, thinking I was, because he makes it look so easy. He's like, oh, the problem is we're all thinking we're Steph Curry, and if we just took four steps in, yeah, I can make a 15-footer. And then you've got to do it with a defender on you, and he realizes it's a lot more difficult than you think. He makes it look easy, just like Steph Curry does. Oh, man, this is great. I can't tell you guys how much I love talking NBA basketball. I love the Bulls. I even though I do Bears Unleashed on Fox, I do the Southsiders podcast with Shane Reardon. I love me some Chicago Bulls. A big thanks to my boy Bruce, I can't say his last name, Pasco, from the Arizona Daily Star.
Bruce Pasco.
Shout out to him for joining us to give us some insight on our guy, Dalen Terry. A big shout out to the producer extraordinaire, my right-hand man, Adam Studzinski, and of course, Sean Sears helping out with all the production on that end. I think there's a Cubs game tomorrow, so I'm not working tomorrow night, but make sure you check the website, man. We're always out and about doing our thing. Hopefully, you guys enjoy yourself. And again, on my way out, I just want to remind you, check out his highlight reel, Dalen Terry. He's a really good passer, and he's somebody that you're going to be excited about in this upcoming season. Hasta la próxima, mi gente. Until the next time, it's Gabe Ramirez. This is 670 The Score.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.